Hello, everyone, and welcome back to San Juan Now, a podcast all about the happenings in San Juan County, Utah. And today, I want to take some time and provide a few brief updates about our area. I've brought on San Juan County local Pratt Red to talk with me about all the exciting things that are coming up. Welcome to the show, Pratt.
Hi, Elaine. Happy to be here today.
Well, thank you for coming, and it's nice that you are a local and you know the area, and we appreciate you being here. So, Pratt, tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, San Juan County local. I've lived here for most of my life, had the opportunity to leave and do some schooling and a couple other jobs, but recently returned back to work for Blanding City and the Visit Blanding DMO. And then now I have the opportunity to work remotely in San Juan County. It's a great opportunity for me.
Well, it's been a pleasure working with you when you were in Blanding and working on projects together, city and county. And now that you're here working with the media company, Relic, who we work with, it's great to have you here in this capacity and be able to share this time with me.
Yeah, as you said, happy to help market San Juan County and the place I call home.
Well, what I'd like to do today, I wanted to give an update to our listeners and to the San Juan County residents, those of you that might be new, about some of the things that we've been, San Juan County Economic Development and Visitor Services Department has been working on all year long. We'll actually be providing an end-of-the-year newsletter that'll be coming out sometime in late January, early February. But we thought we might review some of the things that have been happening that really will positively impact the San Juan County as we move forward. So I'm very excited about the new trail system that we're putting in Spanish Valley called Mud Springs. It's going to be a trail system that when it's finished will be a little over 39 miles with varying degrees of experience required to utilize the trail. It'll also be an adaptive trail, and we're waiting to hear back from the BLM if it will be able to host Class 1 e-bikes. So we're really excited about that. And we did receive grant funding from the Office of Outdoor Recreation. We're really thrilled that they gave us grant funding to get this project started. But what it will do for San Juan County, it'll provide San Juan County with the opportunity to hold NICA events, which are high school mountain biking events. They're really huge in Grand County. They get thousands of students and visitors to come in. And this will be our first official trail. So we're all very excited. We've been working closely with the Bureau of Land Management, with CITLA, and definitely Grand County has been assisting us throughout this process. So I do appreciate their support. And we're looking forward to also starting a trail committee. We'll be putting out requests for San Juan residents to volunteer to work on our trails and throughout all of San Juan County. So we're very excited about that.
Elaine, I know this office writes a lot of grants, and I think that might be a good thing to cover here. What goes into writing a grant for that mountain bike trail system, and how much time does it take from your team to get that type of grant funding done and in place?
It is a very long process, and you do have to provide a lot of valid information. And I have to say that the Bureau of Land Management office out of Moab really was very supportive in providing a lot of the information. We collaborated along with the Grand County Active Trails and Transportation. We provide all of these entities worked on this grant. So it wasn't just me sitting down writing the grant. We were all collaborating. You have to put together a budget. You have to know, well, actually, you have to know what the project's approximate cost is, and really detail everything else. So it takes several weeks to get through this process. But fortunately for me, I had the support of the Bureau of Land Management, and I also had the support of Grand County Active Trails and Transportation. And we sent the grant in, and then we were awarded the grant funding so that we could begin this phase one process of creating the trail.
Yeah, that's really exciting. Excited to see what comes from those trails, and I'll have to get up there and ride a little bit.
It'll be fun. And the fact that San Juan County does not have a high school mountain biking team, this is an opportunity for us to encourage students to really get active and to take on the skills of mountain biking. And we're actually looking for a skills coach, which I hope we'll be able to find. We've got someone that's interested. So we're excited about this new opportunity for San Juan County. So we'd also like to engage a business in San Juan County to support the possibility of creating a high school mountain biking team here in San Juan County. So we'll be reaching out to the businesses once we have more information about what is required and what would be included, and then reach out to find out who's interested. We'll also see if we can secure grant funding to possibly get some mountain bikes donated. So we have a whole process that we'll go through. So since you're from Blanding, the big urban city here in San Juan County, I would appreciate any advice you might have in helping direct us into a business or someone that you might know that might be interested in supporting these young students.
Yeah, I think we have a couple good options in Blanding that support the entire county and have been good partners throughout the years with Blanding City and San Juan County. I think we can find someone, you know, hospitals, healthcare, maybe even some of the construction businesses as well. So
that would be great. And I think a collaboration like that would be amazing. I'm not sure how many people know that the Western Express bicycle route that goes across from the west across the country, it actually comes right into Monticello on 491 from Colorado and then goes down 191 and connects onto 95 and then actually goes across the state of Utah to Cedar City and then up to San Francisco. So not sure, it's an incredible bicycle route and it was designed by the Adventure Cycling Association. And I think if we can make that connection to that Western Express bicycle route, along with some of the new trails that we're going to propose throughout San Juan County, that visitors can come here, bike enthusiasts can come here and really find incredible outdoor activity and biking across San Juan County as they move through our county.
Yeah, absolutely. I think any way we can diversify our guest and who comes through the county and stays here is a great way to invest and find ways to get people here and stay overnight and, you know, spend their money in
exactly.
The county for sure. So.
And we do have so many areas within San Juan County because you're, you know, in the area of the mountains. There are beautiful trails to ride up there, which I don't think a lot of people are aware of. So we've got trails there and then down through the desert. So I think people will find that riding here in San Juan County can just be an incredible experience. So hopefully we're looking at maybe the next 3 years for the Mud Springs Trail to be completed. And then we are moving on to, we'll be working with UDOT and a couple of other entities in order to hopefully create more trails in San Juan County and also seek grant funding so that it will help us facilitate building of these trails.
Yeah, those grants are such a big deal because it takes a small budget like the one San Juan County has and really, you know, doubles and triples it at times. And that helps so much with taxpayers not having to fund everything directly, but having other entities to help out and partner with us. That's such an important thing for the community to see that buy-in.
Right. So, Pratt, we are working on, and I know you'll appreciate this, we're working on a housing assessment project for San Juan County. We've got a company, Points Consulting, that was awarded the contract to really come into San Juan County and identify what our current housing stock is, what the housing stock will be needed in the future as we grow. So we're trying to prepare for the future and we're trying to prepare to create housing that will be able to keep a lot of our young people here in San Juan County instead of exporting them out, bringing businesses into San Juan County and then have the pool of employees that can work in these businesses. So the housing assessment, and I'm not sure, being in Blanding, I know that, you know, Energy Fuels, a big company like that's always in need of employees. You've got the hospital, the medical sector that's always looking for employees. So what are your thoughts on us conducting this housing assessment?
Yeah, I think that's great. So often we see young couples moving back and they've got to live with a parent or, you know, buy a house that's probably a little too big and too expensive for them. And to see the opportunity for someone to come in and plan exactly how that could look and where the cities or county could invest in land and start building things, I really see the benefit there because one of the things that keeps people away is definitely jobs, but also housing. And if there's both of those available, I think that you'll see some really good growth in San Juan County with people sticking around and working from here and living here again.
That's great news. We're also going to include the Indigenous areas because we want to hear from those individuals. We're going to be hosting public meetings at the end of January, one in Monticello, one in Blanding, and then one down on the Navajo Nation. So you'll have to tune in so you can listen and find out when the actual dates are. So I'm excited about that. We're also working and preparing an RFP to prepare a blight report for the county. What we're hoping to do is to assess all of the commercial businesses or areas, property that we've got throughout the county that are blighted and not in operation. And hopefully once that report is completed, be able to work with the individual owners of those businesses to find out what we can do to help them to make that a viable entity within the community. Because the closed businesses, you know, are not generating tax revenue for the community and also reduces the amount of possible employment for individuals, you know, within our community. So if we can identify what those locations and businesses are, have those conversations, see what we can do to help those individuals that own these properties, whether it's finding grant money or giving them guidance on what they need to do for improvements. But we hope to have that report done sometime early next year in 2024. So we're going to be working on that report. So I'm not sure if you have buildings like that. I'm sure that you have a few of them in Blanding where you're from. Do you think that that would be something that would be really a viable way for us to go down that road?
Yeah, I think a lot of times people have a property that's just not practical for them anymore, you know, whether it's been a change in business or they were given that property due to, you know, family matters or something. But I think as people see that the county is making an effort to make their business, or I guess make their business your business, I think that's going to help them to understand the care and compassion that the county's trying to have. And selfishly, we want all of our main streets to look really good as people drive through. So
absolutely. And I think the more that we can take the closed businesses that we've got in all, both Monticello and in Blanding, and bring them up to a level where they're operating and functioning and providing jobs and providing revenue to the communities, it's going to be better for every resident that we have here in San Juan County. As you know, San Juan County does have a business license policy. We do honor business licenses from the incorporated cities if businesses do have those. But San Juan County has been working diligently over the last couple of years to make sure that all of our businesses are licensed. And it's exciting to see some of the new small businesses that are opening. And we really want to work with those entrepreneurs. We want to feature them, whether it's on social media or Facebook. Want to make sure if you've got a business license that your information is put out there on our website so that we can refer people. So if you're a new business and you have questions about the business license process, please feel free to get in touch with our Economic Development and Visitor Services office. And Nate Pitts is the office manager, and he'll be happy to walk you through that process if you have any questions and provide you with direction on what you need to do. One of the things that I am really excited about is that we will be allocating rural grant funding. The county received funds to distribute to businesses who can apply for the rural grant funding. The application will be released in mid-December, and businesses can apply for it. The last 2 years, we've given away about $175,000 each year, a total of $350,000. And this year, we're going to be giving out another $175,000. The County Economic Development Board will be reviewing each of those applications and be able to determine who will get the funding. And I think this program has been going on under my watch for 2 years, and I think we've made a difference in all three communities. I don't know if you had any feedback from rural grant funding in Blanding.
Yeah, I've had both. I've had people that were not thrilled because they didn't get funding, and I've had people that were thrilled because they did get funding. Definitely with my time at Blanding City, I was able to talk with, you know, both ends of that spectrum. But what people need to understand is that County Economic Development Board, that is a group of individuals invested in this county, and they scour and read over every single word of those applications, and they definitely fill your needs as a business. Majority of them are small business owners, and they understand the need, but great program, really good job with administering those funds. They, you know, have to report on those things every year. And as long as things are going well, we keep getting money here in the county. So it's a great, great asset for the county and for the small businesses located here in the county as well.
Well, I know how much that program means to the small business community here in rural Utah, but I do have to thank the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity for distributing those funds to us. It really means a lot to our small business owners. Look for the link to the application on our Economic Development Facebook page or on the San Juan County Economic Development website. We'll also have it on the San Juan County website itself. But you can access that link. And if, again, if you have any questions, please feel free to send an email or give me a call at 435-587-3235. And if you need to email me, you can email me at egizler, G-I-Z-L-E-R, at sanjuancounty.org. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. This has been a really fun episode to recap for everyone some of the things that are going on. And Pratt, thank you so much for being here and being able to join us today to discuss some of these exciting things that are happening in San Juan County.
Yeah, happy to be here. It was a great time to talk to you and learn a little bit more about what the county's doing to help the communities here.
Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in today. Again, if you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call at 435-587-3235 or reach out to me via email. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast for future episodes, and we'll see you next time.